The Kuskokwim River has entered its fifth year of fishing restrictions because of low king salmon returns, and many people along the river are urging their fellow residents to support each other during this changing time when everyone is under difficult constraints. During king salmon season, the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meets every week. The working group has no regulatory power. Its members represent sections of the whole span of the river, and together they advise the river's tribal, federal, and state managers. Every working group meeting begins the same way, with a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to discuss the resources you've provided for us.
Ray Collins in the McGrath Headwaters led this past week's invocation, and in it he summarized the purpose of the 5 years of conservation.
Help us to make decisions that will both meet the needs of people now and also leave a good inheritance for those who come after us.
The working group meetings are open to everyone. People attend in person and by teleconference, and you can hear frustration in the comments during every meeting.
There's getting too many rules.
You guys got to think of what you're doing to our people and not balanced conservation on the backs of us.
That was Lena Sergi in Lower Kalskag and Herman Morgan in Aniak, both in the Middle River. People aren't happy about the restrictions. They change the way people have lived along the river, the way they fish, and the way they feed their families. At this past meeting, there were other voices encouraging everybody to try to work together cooperatively to find a way forward in times of declining abundance.
There isn't one individual who has the power to completely close the river or completely open the river. This is really a lot of people working to figure this out.
Mary Paltola is the executive director of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. It represents the 33 tribes that co-manage the federal waters of the Lower Kuskokwim with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Paltola pointed out that on the Kuskokwim's most recent gillnet opening, a high catch of kings was 20 fish for a full day of drifting. But most fishermen were getting maybe 5 kings. Others got none. Decades ago, fishermen could catch dozens in a single drift.
So that clearly says we don't have the run that we wish we had. It's not like old times. The river really does seem to be pretty empty.
And the Kuskokwim isn't the only river with low king returns. Chuck Brazil is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
It's across the state. If you look all the way from southeast to south central, there are several systems that are shut down or restricted heavily to king salmon fishing.
Bethel resident Beverly Hoffman reminded everyone that the Kuskokwim River is still rich with fish.
We're thinking of future generations, and we're blessed with other species of salmon, not just for our smokehouse, but for our freezers and jars.
Hoffman said, for herself, she'll wait to begin fishing until these other salmon species fill the river. Alyssa Rogers is the co-chair of the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group. Since restrictions began, she says her family has delayed fishing until August to avoid the kings and to target silver salmon instead. Rogers closed the meeting with this comment.
Continue to respect and love one another on the river and in person. We all are suffering hard times.
More fishing openings are scheduled for the Kuskokwim River. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.